The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, continuing with the Yad Pshuta on the Rambam on the Mishloach Manos. So he quoted us the Rabbeinu Chanan on Gemara, and that's interesting. In a cup. Yeah, that's a Kasa Daharsana. No, not really. Yeah. Makbili concluded, I'm going to make this bigger. Yeah, roasted flour. Close.
Puffed,
Puffed rice. Puffed rice, yeah. So he concluded by saying that why did Makbili bring down all these examples? Is Harishabu Dugmas Shub Gemara, Yesh Gam Basar, Vagam Tavsha, Vagam Ochlin. What was that? Yab Shuta. Yeah, both good Rambam people, but different. So it is funny because the Gemara does also mention wine, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you're going to say that wine is included in Ochlin, but Ochlin and Mashkim usually say. Chamra is wine.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure Chamra is wine. Chamar is, like we say, Chamar Medina. I think it probably means fermented stuff, but I think Chamra is wine. Okay. Then he says, Shechar is beer,
right?
Is beer in, biblical Hebrew, I don't know.
Right, like that for Shechar.
Yeah, right.
But Shechar in the Gemara.
In the Gemara, right.
Is that not a thing?
But that's not, that's a Hebrew word, though.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I mean, so it's still Hebrew. Even though
right. Yeah, Chamra is definitely an Aramaic word, though. Yeah. V'halach Rabbeinu mina prat l'klal. So the Rambam goes from specific to general. Nachar Rabbeinu v'chein. Okay, so this is what I wanted to see. The Rambam used the word v'chein, right? So this is the v'chein that connects the Ketel Chovasuda Zo to the Mishloach Manos. And then he says, Re'e Hilchos Erevin Aleph Aleph Be'orenu Lashon Zeh. So let's look at this because we get some Yad Pshuta methodology here. So I guess in Erevin, he says, and I don't want to delve into Erevin. Let's just read the Yad Pshuta here, and see what he says, and then we'll look into this if necessary. V'chein Adin, Haragil B'Sifra Shal Rabbeinu. So it's accustomed in the books of the Rambam. Yivakeach Shish, Hevdel B'Mashmaus Bein Habitui V'chein Haravach Me'od Etzlo Levein Haniv V'chein Hadin. Okay, so there's a difference, huge difference, a difference between V'chein, which is very prominent in the Rambam, to the expression V'chein Hadin. Okay. Kasher Rabbeinu Mona Kama Nosim Shadinam Shave Lagamre. So Ki Az Omer Hu V'chein Adin. So he's saying that there are, it's the same exact halacha, he'll say V'chein Adin, which makes sense. Kach Kan Midin Torah Hetera Tilto B'chatzir Hu Muchlat V'diuk Kach Hu Adin V'mavoy. Okay, fine, we're going to gloss over that. Aval Shone B'mashmas HaMunach V'chein. So it means that there is a similarity in the subjects at hand, but they're not completely the same. Because there are details in which they differ. So this is a pattern after the Mishnah. So that's a good thing, right? V'chein does not mean, it means similarly or likewise, but not exactly similarly. So what is he trying to get at here? Shekin. I don't know why he focuses on that detail, that whereas the Suda doesn't have a set amount, the Mishloach Manos does. He's saying that they're both mitzvos hayom, but this one has like, is open-ended in its formulation, and this one has a set amount. Yeah, not sure. Okay, fine. V'chol hamarbe l'shloach l're'im, l'fiyah girsas ha-Rabbi Nechanana b'gmara, Le'el, Harish Rabbi Ushia Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Bedera Halatza Shehushalach Lo Kom At Shezek In Matznos Anin. Ah, so he was being sarcastic. Okay, so in that Gemara, Rabbi Ushia, the Rabbi Nachmanel version. Let's look at the Rabbi Nachmanel version again. Right, he said our version doesn't have this, but Rabbi Nachmanel's version says Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Shalach Lo Rabbi Ushia Yarech Shal Eglat Shlishi Lebeten V'Kan Kan Yain. Oh, see, he says Yain Shalach Le. Kiamta banu rabbeinu umatanus levyonim. You fulfilled matanus levyonim. Klomer nesinas evyonim nasatel. You gave me a nesina of evyonim. Mana achas. Vihayarech vahihayarech. So the Yad Pshuta is arguing that he was saying that in a derech halatza, in like a sarcastic way. Shehu shalach lo kuma'at. You sent me such a little thing. Shezeh ki'im matanus neim. That this is like matanus neim. Lefikach chazer v'hosif lo. And that's why he went back and added. That answers our question from yesterday, because yesterday we were saying he did give him two items, but he's saying that this is so small, like not befitting of your stature, that like it's like you're giving him matanus.
Five cows, I don't know.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know if a third born. Yeah, you know what? Let me actually, I want to look at the art scroll and see if they explain what the significance of a third born calf is.
Maybe not more than a third born calf.
Yeah, the first born is like the best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of carbonos require a third born.
Okay, thigh of a third calf. Third, going through his mother and wine. Okay, so they don't take this. Oh, wait, hold on. It says, Rabbi Yochanan and Riffa have a variant reading of the Gemara, which accords with the version of the incident recorded in Yushami. Rabbi Yudan and Nesiah sent Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah one thigh and one bottle of wine. Rabbi Hoshaya sent back the following message to him: by giving us these gifts, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of gifts to the poor, but not the mitzvah of sending portions, because these items are not of sufficient import to a person of my standing. Rabbi Yudan sent back to him one calf and one barrel of wine. Okay, so that's all right. Yeah. Say again. That the recipient of the gift, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, said that Rabbi Hoshaya was fulfilled Matanus Levyonim because what he sent him was so small. I think relative to the guy giving it. I think it's what we read yesterday. Rabbi Hoshaya gave it, yeah. Oh, wait, I think, wait. No, sorry, the other way around. Yehuda Hanasi sent... Yeah.
What's up?
Zion Amud Aleph at the bottom and then Bez on the top. Then Rabbi Yudan sent back to him one calf and one barrel of wine. Rabbi Hoshaya sent the following message to Rabbi Yudan: now you fulfill the mitzvah of sending portions to one another. Chaya Adam proves in this passage in Yushami that the items one sends for the mitzvah of sending portions must accord with the status of the recipient. That's also interesting. Yeah, so I think that is not so clear. Okay, so yeah.
They say you sent a calf.
Yeah.
Like a cooked calf.
I assume so. I know we pask in that way, that it has to be like ready to eat, but I don't know what the source is of that. Yeah. Sorry, say it again.
I don't understand that. Not according to the status of the recipient.
The Chai Adam says that you have to send it befitting the status of the recipient. I had in my head yesterday that it was befitting the sender.
That is what happens.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you take the Abtuta, he's saying he's just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you couldn't have actually fulfilled
the
Matanus Levyonim if
he wasn't
sending it to
her. I mean,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yosef, were you going to say something?
Yeah.
No, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it, but the Achronim, I guess, on halachic, like what we get halachically out of it, do say, hold on. But I think didn't we see something in the Gemara that kind of implied that with the whole Abaye, like trading insults, right? That had to do more with what, right. Rabbah was named the head of the yeshiva in Pumbedisa, and he nevertheless continued to send very plain gifts because he was impoverished.
That makes it sound like a total sender.
Right. Yeah, that it has to, meaning it should go based on the sender, right?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on what tone you read for Abaye, right? That's interesting. Hold on a second. And
I don't know if you really had anything.
Yeah. I mean, the Rambam definitely doesn't bring it down. And it's funny because he does go out of his way to say it with the Suda, Kfiyashir Timsa Yado, right? That has to be according to your means. That's mashma that if you made a Suda and you're rich and you don't make a lavish Suda, then that's not really like a kim of, you haven't really been Mekayim the mitzvah. I don't know halakhically whether you do it or not, but you're definitely not doing Hilchasa. Whereas the he doesn't say anything of like fi asher timsayado by the mishloch manas. Okay, so then we had this question here. Right. So our question was, it sounds like the more friends you send it to, the more mishubach it is, right? Not necessarily in the quality of the gifts. So let's see what the Abishud says. The figures is Rina Hanana, the Gemara Lael, Harishrabi Oshia, Amar Lubi Yehuda Nasiya, Badera Khala. Oh, we just read that. Mikan Lamanushiesh. Okay, yeah, just read that. Huadin Batosevis. Oh, sorry, he says, Mikan Lamanushiesh, Inyan Laharbos, Vaaf Shesham, Medubar Batosevis, Kamus, Huadin Batosevis Hanashim. So he's saying that the Rambam is inferring this from that not only increasing in the quality of the thing, in the quantity of the thing, but also increasing in the quantity of friends you give it to. But it's funny because the Gemara doesn't imply that.
Yeah, because the Gemara is the same
God. Right. Who's to say that giving to more people is yote? Maybe we don't say harizim mishubach in general, right? Just because you do more. And the Rambam doesn't, and the fact that Yab Shuda doesn't bring down a source for that statement of the Rambam. Well, maybe it's davka mishloch manos ish l'rehu. Maybe it's davka shtei manos l'isha echad.
Yeah, what's the mishubach in
on? What is the mishubach in quality? Is it's a better mana, right? But like if I pick up
the mana and.
Right. It's like, I don't get more, it's not hard for mishubach if I, pick up the lulav, many times. I mean, maybe it is, but. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think the default assumption is that doing other instances of the mitzvah is not automatically going to be harizei mishubach. But if you increase the quality of it, especially in the realm of manos, it's a greater portion, Yeah. Megillah Zayin Beis, Abaye Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, Mechavi Su Desayhu Lahadadi. That's all it says?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that they were poor. Well, because the Rambam had Einlo, right?
Right.
Einlo, Machlif, and Chavira. The Gemara says, Abaye, Rabbi Chanin, Bar Avin, Mechavi, Suzai, Lada. It sounds like they did even Lachat Chila. Yeah.
Is that like the normal Abaye, like Abaye and Rama?
I'm really bad at answering questions like that.
I'm more or less just wondering because I think that Abaye was rich because if not, they could just be there's like other gods that were attached to how poor they were.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Rashi says here, "Mechafis u'desayu ze ochel im ze b'purim shalshana zo u'v'shniya soi chavirimo." Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is not what I would think of as it's not trading sudos. That's like trading off years. That's interesting. I don't know how. That doesn't seem to be how. No. Ze sholeach leze sudas ze sholeach. Yeah, that's how Rashi's doing it, right? Yeah, I mean that's harder to say that you somehow you're. I mean, first of all, this. Doesn't sound like a. It's not even clear what halakhic address this is, right? But certainly from year to year, like halakha is like looking at what you're doing every year, and like it's hard to see. Yeah, right. Sounds to be just like a continuation of this list of customs that they would do,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It seems like Rashi's focusing more on the Suda, though.
Right.
So it's Rashi, according to Rashi, maybe he's not saying that
Right. The other question is, where does the Rambam get the Einlo from? Now if you factor in, like Yosef is asking about their, financial socioeconomic status, then maybe, yeah.
It's also, I assume it would just be in part implied from, you do it like the Yosef law, isn't that, if you can do better than relying on someone else's Mishal Kwan's for a Suda, you'd have to.
Wasn't
it was
Kyoto?
I mean,
No, but no, what I'm saying is that if you exchange seudas, that means you're giving your seuda, not then that if you can afford a bare seuda and just lying to as much off models, you should.
No, why?
Because
like, where's the Kyotobo? You mean Kafiyash or Timsa Yado?
Yeah, Kafiyash or Timsa Yado.
Right, so for Suda, I understand that makes sense, but I don't know
where
we're
Suda.
Right.
Well, it's a general methodology. Well, it can also be used as a Suda reason that if you can't make your Suda like this, if you have more money, then how can you do Mishloach Manos like that?
Well, that's a good question about whether, I mean, with the Vachin, what is similar and what is not? Like, you know, I could see a reading where you say that this also has to be Kafiyash or Timsa Yado.
The Suda has to be Kafiyash or Timsa Yado.
Yeah.
And presumably, if you're not destitute, you can do a better Suda than relying on someone else's Mishloach Manos.
Correct, for Suda, right.
So therefore, if you have the more money...
Yeah.
Wait,
let me...
I don't like it's in cap... So basically, categorically, this situation creates a worse Suda. So the only way this would work is if this is the only way you can do Mishloach Manos, because otherwise you can afford a Suda that's better than just flying some of those Mishloach Manos.
What I'm not understanding is I understand how if you switch someone's Suda, if you switch Sudas with someone and you can afford your own Suda, then that's going to be a pagam in your Suda. But what I'm not understanding is why doing that with Mishloach Manos would be a pagam in Mishloach Manos, because unless you're going to extend the Kfiyash Shem Tzim Yado to Mishloach Manos, like if you give me Mishloach Manos and then I give you Mishloach Manos, like we've done the mitzvah. So yeah.
Kind of. Unless I say that it's a pagam in Suda, just unless you're very poor, which is otherwise an usher to do this.
Why?
Because then you're not doing your Suda.
For the Suda, yeah. This is a halacha Mishloach Manos.
No, but this process still involves the Suda.
You're saying you might think it's a problem in Suda, and you're wrong on your own opinion that you're doing the Mishloach Manos, but it's okay to know it might be a problem.
Yeah,
but my question on what you're saying.
Right. That's what I think also. Right. And look, I can, you know, I think if anything, you know, and maybe this is making an assumption on my part, your Suda is going to take priority because you need a meal. So let's say you make your Suda Kfiyashir Timsa Yado, and look, you just don't have money to buy like other food for other people, you know? So, yeah. Yeah.
I was also assuming that since this is both food, in either case, if you have money for Mishloach Manos, you also have money for Suda.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if we can make that assumption. Okay, let's do this. Let's.
In any case of Yeshua, you have, as in if you have enough money for Mishloach, as in if you have enough money for Mishloach Manos, then why are you detracting from your Suda for it? Is it? Like you
then you detract.
Yeah, I don't understand either. All right, let's just read the halacha for the next time, and then next time focus on the matanos levyonim, and then we're almost at the end here. So because we got three more times, one is obligated to distribute to the aniyim on the day of Purim. Ein pachos mishne aniyim, no fewer than two aniyim. Nosen l'chol achan matana achas, you give each one gift. O ma'os o tavshil o mina ochlin, either money or types of cooked dishes or types of food. Shnemar u matanos la'avyonim. Shtei matanos l'shnei aniyim. Ve'in medaktikin b'ma'os purim. We are not medaktik with ma'os purim. Ela kol ha'poshet yado l'itol nosin. So plain shot is meaning we don't check out, you know, are you real? We give whoever extends his hand, we give to him. Ve'in mishanin ma'os purim l'tzadaka acheres. And we don't exchange the money of Purim for another tzedakah. So we'll have to see what that means next time. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop here. Yeah.
The worst.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.